This well-preserved tin of John Moyer & Sons Orange Marmalade has a blue lacquer coating and a paper label printed with a colourful scene from the factory where it was made in Seville. While the conservator's aim is to interfere as little as possible with the artefacts we treat, to effectively preserve this tin and slow down its rate of deterioration in the future, we need to treat each of its component materials separately. This means carefully disassembling it to give us access to all of its surfaces, allowing us to examine them thoroughly, remove any deterioration products, and stabilise their condition before reassembling it. Most metals are inherently unstable and try over time to revert to their most stable form, a mineral, through a series of corrosion reactions. So this tin, which is made up of three different metals, iron alloy, tin and lead solder, will be corroded after more than a century near the sea. The corrosion will be causing damage to the paper label. There may also be some leakage of the contents in those corroded areas. We will very carefully separate the fragile label from the metal surface using small tools such as a dentist would use. Once removed and supported to prevent damage during handling, the label can be mechanically cleaned, washed, and deacidified. We'll also attach it onto a backing that won't be seen, but will provide some strength to the weakened paper, and also provide a protective barrier when it goes back onto the tin. The tin itself will be cleaned using tools such as a scalpel and fine brushes before being treated with a series of chemicals to stop the corrosion processes, stabilise and consolidate the blue coating, and protect the metals from further corrosion. While our aim will always be to keep the tin intact, if the contents are leaking and may cause damage to nearby artefacts or to the environment, we would either seal any tiny holes or open the tin and remove its contents. For the latter, we would make a discreet cut on the base, allowing us to access the marmalade and also treat the internal surfaces of the tin. The marmalade may be a congealed black mass, or it may look and smell as good as new, but no matter how tempting, we'll resist doing a taste test. We would collect and freeze a number of samples for future reference and analysis, and then we'd dispose of the remainder as appropriate for biohazardous waste. We'll document everything we do with detailed written descriptions and photographs, which we'll retain on a database, and we'll reassemble the artifact. Then it can be returned to the historic hut in Antarctica, where we can be reasonably confident it will survive well for at least another century, or hopefully a lot longer. And we won't simply hope for the best. We'll visit the hut periodically to check on its condition.